Blog Talk Radio.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. But in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that you speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Everybody, shalom, shalom. We have an announcement to make. I've messed up. I just want to tell you up front, I messed up when I was scheduling this show, and I didn't click it off from 15 minutes. So this is what's going to happen. In 11 minutes, this show is going to click off. But I rescheduled it again for 4 o'clock. I am so sorry for the inconvenience, but I clicked submit before I realized I didn't change the time because it's automatically set at 15 minutes. So I did schedule another show for 4 o'clock. If you guys would be so kind at 3:45 when it drops off, for you guys to call back in at 4 to give everybody a chance to get you some whatever, something you want to sip on or whatever you want to do while we do this, I mean, I appreciate it. I didn't mean to do that. It's just something that happened. So I just wanted to let you guys know that this is going to click off in 10 minutes. But we're going to talk for 10 minutes. But anyway, and then at 4 o'clock, it's going to come back on again. Now, if it doesn't come back on at 4 o'clock, you know where we're calling it. We're calling it to the class number. And for you all who don't have the class number, it's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256 319 pound. I'll say it again. It's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039 pound. That's only if you can't get back in, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be okay because you can schedule more than one show a day. You can schedule them all day if you want to. So, again, when I was setting this schedule for this show today, I forgot to click on 120 minutes, and 15 minutes is the amount of time that it's already set for. So I did schedule for this to come back on at 4 o'clock. So for you all that were at 3:45, when this says what? You take a moment, take a break, take a bathroom break, get you something to drink, whatever, and then call back in at 4 o'clock so we can have our normally scheduled show. I do apologize for that. I didn't mean to do that. And before I knew it, I had hit the button, and, whoo, it was just like, Lord, have mercy, I got to slow down. I really do. I got to slow down. I'm telling you, it's a lot going on. You know, when much is given, much is required, you know, and sometimes it's much. You know, but we're going to get through it. I just wanted to let you all know what is going on. Again, call back in at 4 o'clock. This show, this particular episode is only set for 15 minutes because I didn't change the time to the 120 minutes that we usually have. So I just wanted to be able to let you know that 4 o'clock, we will start our regularly scheduled show. We got 8 minutes to that. Anybody want to say something before it click off? We got 8 minutes. I don't know what we can talk about. In 8 minutes, but I was watching this. You know what? I'm telling y'all, the History Channel is off the chain when it comes to aliens. I'm telling you, I was watching season one, episode 10. Let me make sure that's right. Hold on, before I hang up, I want to make sure it's right. I know it's in season one. Yeah, episode 10. In this particular episode, it is talking about how China originated from extraterrestrials. It's off the chain. I'm like, now where did all this come up? Hold on just a minute. Eric, let me say this for you all. We got 7 minutes left before this is going to hang up. I accidentally didn't set the time appropriately, so it's going to start over at 4. So let me open up area code 928. What you want to say?
That's Eastern Standard Time, right? Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah.
My time is Arizona.
In 15 minutes, call back in.
Oh,
in 15
okay.
minutes, call back in. It's just a 15-minute break. You're just going to get a 15-minute break and then call back in 15 minutes once this goes off. Because we still got 7 minutes. So I just had to reschedule it for 15 minutes, you know, into the show. But, yeah, it is off the chain. In 15 minutes, this show is going to end. Call back in at 15 minutes. That's all you got to do is set your clock for 15 minutes and call back in. Season 1, episode 10 is off the chain. I was like, oh my gosh! You know, they found all these mummified bodies under the ground in a desert like the Sahara Desert. And they said they looked human, they had red hair, they had a regular body, but when they ran their DNA, it did not match up with human DNA. Off the chain. I said, whoa. And then I remember on YouTube, I saw this YouTube clip where this whole city, it was like a mirage, where they were seeing this city up in the sky. And I thought it was fake. And they had it on the History Channel, like, no, that was not fake. It was actually a city that was floating in the air, and the Chinese people took a picture of it because I saw the YouTube clip, and they said this was real. They don't know whether it was a mothership or what it was, but the Chinese government tried to explain it away, and it was too many people that saw it. They couldn't do it. Skyscrapers and stuff in this, whatever this floating city was. I'm like, what kind of
Wow.
I'm telling you, this is kidding. This is getting ready to get interesting. It's season one, episode 10. Watch it for yourself. Don't even take my word for it. Because I was sitting there with my mouth hung open like you just said, like, wow. It's coming out more and more and more. And as much as people try to ignore it, it keeps on coming out more and more and more. They're getting the people desensitized. They're getting them ready. It's coming out more and more and more. That's what it's doing. You got to see it. I'm serious. I want to play some of it on the show today, and I might try to do that, but it's off the chain. I'm telling you. I said, oh, my goodness, look at this. Yes. They said that the emperors, you weren't allowed to look on the emperors because they was extraterrestrial when they came in, and that they believe that these beings are trying to create a hybrid race, which we already knew, you know, off the chain. It might be too much for some people. I'm telling you, it really might be crucial. But yes, no, let me see what Brother Leonard, because we got 4 minutes. What's up, Brother Leonard? How are you today?
Project Blue Beam.
We can't. Oh yes, but they said it wasn't. They said it was not that. They did, because they tried to say it was something else called where it was like a mirage that you could see, like when you're in the desert. You know how you see a mirage of water and it don't be no water. They said it was not that. It was actually something floating because they saw it in another city. It floated to another city.
So does that mean that they're who are they? Fallen angels or something?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it got to be. I don't know. I mean, really, honestly, I don't really know. I don't know what's going on, but I know it's something to see because I saw it on YouTube, but they showing it on that actual episode.
Because their eyes.
Whoa.
Yeah, their eyes.
Huh? Okay, let me make the announcement again. We got 17.
Their eyes
are
like.
Hold on a minute.
Their eyes, you could tell by their eyes, but I'm just wondering where all these shifts are coming from.
Look, ain't no telling. We got 2 minutes left. In 2 minutes, this show is going to end. I didn't set the time appropriately, so I want you guys to call back in 15 minutes once this show ends, and then we'll be able to continue our talk, take a break, get you something to drink, whatever you want to do, because when you come on, they set it at 15 minutes automatically, and when I clicked the button, I didn't realize that I didn't change the time. So I set one at 3:30, and then I set one at 4 o'clock. So in 15 minutes, I want you guys to call back in. You know, so we can have a conversation. You know, we're just trying to let the clock run out on this. So nobody has to worry about what time zone you in or where you live in 15 minutes. Just call back in, and we'll be able to talk for the duration of the time. But, I mean, it's the fact that, you know, that the History Channel is talking about this stuff, and they've been talking about it for years, but they're putting information out there to get people desensitized so they can get ready for it. Because there's all kinds of ships out there. There's saucers. They talk about the ships coming up out of the water. They talking about the ships that look like a Tic Tac. And then you got this ship that looks like a floating city. And then Brother Urashima, I'm seeing the ship that looks like a triangle. I mean, all kind of stuff out there. All kind of stuff, evidently. Crucial. 1 minute and 40 seconds left. And in 1 minute and 37 seconds, this is going to click off. I'm going to come back in again, and I will be here if for some reason you can't get back in. Please call into the conference call number. So it said we got 90 seconds, and then once this ends, give us 15 minutes and try to call back in. And if everything's okay, we'll just talk on this line. If not, we'll go to the conference call number. You guys know that's our backup from now on if anything happens, you know, so we'll have that there. I do apologize. That was my fault, you know, because I usually go across the board and then go down. For some reason, I didn't. And by the time I clicked submit, it was too late to change it. So instead of trying to get knocked out systematically, I just changed and made the time 1:44 so we can come on. Because we can do it as much as we want, as long as the clock allows us 7 days a week, as much as we want to. So hopefully, we'll find out in a few minutes for sure. And like I said, if something happens where you can't get back through or you don't hear me by 4:05, if you don't hear me on here, go to the conference call number, but I'm going to call right back in a few minutes so that I'll be on here already. So I just want to let you guys know. 15 minutes, call back in. We'll be able to do it. We're down to 22 seconds. And as we count down, it's going to automatically cut off. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I got too comfortable today. I was just sitting back here. I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you. I just pushed the button. All right, here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. What? You guys still there? Okay. Oh no. Can you guys hear me? You still there? Cool. All right. Well, maybe I hung up. You guys still there? Hold on. Let me open up area code 402, 407. Area code 407, can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, good. Good, 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 good. So we'll let everybody, I didn't know that they could stay on there. I didn't know they could. I guess they could. So area code 817 and 757 and 210, you guys still on here. I didn't know you could do that. I've never done this before. I'm telling you, this is the first time in the years that I've been doing Blog Talk that this has ever happened. I'm serious. Okay, so you push one. What did you want to say, area code 407?
No, I was just responding to you so that you would know that I was still on the line.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, have you seen the Ancient Alien episode that's on the History Channel?
No.
It's off the chain. I mean, for real, they saying it's something. I'm surprised. I really am. I am really shocked that they have gone to those extremes. I really am. I really, really am. Yeah. So it's just amazing to hear some of the things. I had to hang it up. Because I didn't want it, you know, to go back and I guess it's I take that back. It's season 11. I got to tell everybody what is the right season because this season 11, episode 10. Let me see. Yeah, I have been going through it. I'm telling you, this has really been an experience. I guess we gonna survive this. I guess we will. Woo! Hold on. Yep, season 11, episode 10. No, episode 9. Let me see what we got. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to do that all over again because that was definitely wrong. Oh, boy. Yes, ma'am. So how's your Sunday going, your first day of the week? Let me say this. Put you back on mute and see if my folks can call back in.